of information to the family members and relatives of detainees. Taking up a question from Mr. Ravena, no, there doesn't have to be written consent from the detainee. That's not necessary. The only condition is that there needs to be proof of a legitimate interest. And this ties in with the right of the detainee themselves, because they're entitled to their own privacy, intimacy and privacy. So on a case-by-case basis, there's an analysis, an examination of the grounds put forward by the person requesting the information. And if there is a rejection, then the administrative procedures come into play, and also judicial review is a possibility. Either way, the detainee is always entitled to contact their family, also entitled to contact a lawyer. This is done not only at the time when they actually come into the establishment or premises themselves. It's a right which lasts during the entire period of detention. As regards our judicial or criminal police, there is a 24-hour team that is always available. They are able to give information on the whereabouts of the people detained without prejudice to the fact that information may be restricted, information that may harm the criminal investigation. Either way, information as regards whether the individual is detained and that confirmation, that is always given to relatives and anybody else who can show that they have a legitimate interest. On the transfer of prisoners between prisons, that can be requested by the detainee themselves. Such a transfer and the transfer order is notified to family members and the legitimate interest stakeholders, as well as relatives. Head of delegation, or rather, Mr. Carrillo, perhaps I could just add another point, just to underscore, people who are detained are also able to have access